The idea for a center for water security actually came up before the 9/11 terrorist attacks, but the plan picked up speed and money after those events. Milwaukee Congress members got the Defense Department to spend at least $2 million to put the Water Security Lab at the Great Lakes Water Institute at the UW-Milwaukee. Institute Director Val Klump says the U.S. water supply needs additional safeguards.
It's hard to know, you know, whether we should be complacent or not. I don't, I mean, we feel relatively safe, but you never know.
Klump says UW-Milwaukee scientists are already working on several ways to improve the early detection of biological or chemical contaminants in a large body of water or a water treatment system. One method involves using fiber optics to monitor chemical changes. Klump says small living things are also part of the research mix.
Yeah, we have several projects looking at using aquatic organisms as sort of biosentinel systems, or the canary in the mind idea. For example, a zebrafish that lights up like a firefly in the presence of certain kind of pollutants or contaminants.
Klump says some of the freshwater research in Lake Michigan may also be applicable to saltwater studies. UW-Milwaukee hopes the Center for Water Security will stay in the federal budget for at least another 8 years. That may depend on future needs to fight terrorism. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.